Folks, 2 weeks in a row, we are hearing a similar message from Jesus about not being afraid. Remember last week, after the experience of the transfiguration, the disciples were frightened. And Jesus came up to them and he said, "Rise and do not be afraid." We have a very different instance today of the disciples being terrified, not just frightened. Scripture says they were terrified. And Jesus came to them and he says, "Take courage, do not be afraid." So I really want to reflect on these words of Jesus, "Do not be afraid," but then reflect on them from the perspective of faith, because Jesus says to them in the gospel, "O you of little faith." So what does Jesus mean when he says, "You of little faith"? As I was reflecting on these passages, the question that first came to my mind was Jesus ever afraid? Did he himself get scared? Like, so scared that he didn't know what to do? Scriptures do not give us any data about Jesus being scared. And perhaps the reason is the end of today's gospel reading, where Matthew says the disciples did him homage and they said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Can the Son of God be afraid? What does that mean when we say that Jesus may have been afraid? Does that mean that Jesus looks weak? Because fear is always a negative emotion for us. We don't want to be afraid, isn't it? I think Jesus was very scared in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was trying to figure out how he's going to face the coming days. He was about to be arrested. And I can't imagine that Jesus was never afraid. Luke says that in that moment he prayed so fervently that he sweat blood and he began to sweat and it looked like drops of blood. That's pretty scary. That must have been very scary for Jesus. So I want to say that there were times that Jesus was very afraid. On the other hand, numerous times Jesus would tell his disciples, "Do not be afraid." What does that mean? Is it reasonable for Jesus to tell his disciples not to be afraid, when we might assume that he himself must have been a little afraid? The other question is that, you know, he certainly attributes the disciples' fear to their lack of faith. Because in the end he says, "Oh, you of little faith." So reading all this, I think fear and faith are connected. Now, faith is a very big word. It means numerous things. But what I'm going to focus is on, what does faith mean when we are afraid? What does faith mean when we are terrified? So my 3 points have in some way to do with that. So let me first say this. Folks, there's nothing wrong in being afraid. We always think of fear as a negative emotion, but honestly, I think it's an instinct that God has placed into us, and it's God's gift to us, really. Fear is a gift. Fear stops us, as I say, from getting into trouble. We don't become reckless sometimes because we are afraid. What does that mean? I think fear is necessary for self-preservation. Fear is sometimes a good thing. For example, people are not going to, or who knows, we may, there will not be a nuclear war because we are afraid of what it might do. That fear is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. So I think in one sense we should thank God for making us capable of experiencing fear. On the other hand, sometimes fear becomes a problem if our fear is irrational. Some people may face that. It's irrational. The fear is not justified. In any case, the disciples in today's gospel reading have every reason to be afraid. Would you be afraid if you saw a ghost, or what you thought was a ghost? I mean, there are times in my in my building out there, I hear something and I get a little scared. Sometimes it's the big chunk of snow falling on the roof, and I think it's Monsignor Sherman who's come back to visit us, because there are stories about this place being a little funky. Sometimes my scariest moment was when my dad fell in the bathroom with a heart attack. And I picked him up, and I thought that he was dying in my arms. I've never been more scared in my life. Even when I talk about it right now, I get a chill. So there are sometimes we are really afraid, and the disciples, I don't think, were unreasonable in being afraid when they saw a ghost. Now, if I'm hearing Jesus right, I understand him to say that faith is critical when we are afraid. Faith is important when we are afraid. When Peter and the other disciples experienced fear, Jesus prodded them to become stronger in faith. And I think that Jesus and the scriptures are telling us that there is no way to avoid fear. Folks, we are never going to be unafraid. There will be times when we will be gripped by fear. I think Jesus is saying there's no way to avoid fear, but that we can manage or overcome our fears with faith. I think that's reality. Now, what does faith mean when we are afraid? That's the crucial question, isn't it? Yes, we all know faith is important. What does faith mean when we are afraid? And here is my answer to the question, and feel free to accept it or think that I'm going nuts. On the one hand, so here is how I look at it. On the one hand, every one of us has our life, our individual life, and everything that makes our life meaningful. So family, right? The most important thing in our lives, family. Work, health, financial well-being, social security, our future, our destiny. These are things that are very important for our lives to be meaningful. On the other hand, there is God. So on the one hand, there's on our lives. On the other hand, there is God, who is our creator, our sustainer, our redeemer, our destiny. Faith is the precise point where life and God intersect. Have you been at an intersection? You can't be but on an intersection when you are there. An intersection is where both meet in no unambiguous way. So faith is when our life and everything that has meaning in it and God intersect. Now, a person of great faith is one whose life and God are constantly intersecting. In fact, the lines are so blurred that life and God are the same thing. But not everybody is there. I'm not there. The disciples certainly were not there, because they really were trying to figure out how to deal with their fear. Folks, there are times when fear cripples our lives. Finding out that you have cancer. One of the staff people at St. Helen, her husband just went through a heart transplant. And I can't imagine what it must have been for his wife to go through that night without being afraid of what it might do, right? Fear cripples our lives. The news that you want to lose your job, or to find out that your child is on drugs, or that your marriage is in trouble, that there might be a nuclear war between the US and Korea, and North Korea. These are all things that can make us very afraid. And these are moments when Jesus might say to us, "Oh, you of little faith." Jesus is not belittling us. I don't think Jesus is making fun of us because we're afraid. I think when Jesus says, "Oh, you of little faith," he's really saying, let God into that fear. Let your fear and God intersect. Let life and God intersect. Don't face your fear alone. Face your fear with God. That is faith. The precise moment where your fear and God intersect, that is the meaning of facing faith, facing the fears with faith. So here's my third question, my third point. How do we grow in this kind of faith? Does this just happen? How do we grow in this faith? Perhaps today's gospel reading holds a clue. So if you were listening to that gospel passage very, very carefully, Matthew has a detail there which it's very easy to bypass because you get caught up with the storm and the fear and that Jesus calmed the storm and Peter drowned. We get lost in the detail, but there's another very small detail that Matthew includes. He says that Jesus went up the mountain by himself to pray. This particular event happens right after Jesus has come down from the mountain and he went to meet the disciples on the sea. So he went up the mountain to pray. See, here's what I believe. Jesus constantly brought his life to prayer. Jesus constantly brought whatever he was facing, he brought it before God in prayer. And then he took his prayer back to life. So spirituality is that, isn't it? Constantly bringing our life to prayer. In fact, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prays because he's afraid. And then he takes that prayer to the cross. In fact, on the cross, Jesus' prayer and life become one. He was acting in faith. He was afraid. But he brings his fear to prayer. He brings his life constantly to prayer. And then he takes his prayer to life. So the answer to the question, how do we grow in faith? The very simple answer is prayer. Like Jesus, faith is bringing our prayer to life and our life to prayer, particularly when we are afraid. And folks, unfortunately, there is no shortcut for this kind of faith. It's something that we have to constantly grow into. This is what we mean by growing in faith. It's a learning by doing. If you don't do, we're never good at it. And that's what Jesus did. He constantly went up the mountain by himself to pray. So in the Garden of Gethsemane, it was natural for him. He was afraid and he prayed. His prayer helped him to face the cross and he remained faithful. So I guess what I'm going to say is, if Jesus, who is the Son of God, was afraid, and if Jesus, who is the Son of God, faced his fear with God and prayer, how much more are you and I? To try to deal with fear without God, how is that possible? Now, we Catholics have a very, very beautiful opportunity because every Eucharist is where we bring our lives before God. And this is not just our prayer. Jesus takes our life and makes it his prayer. Jesus is offering this sacrifice with us, not just for us. And we are offering this sacrifice with Jesus. So I pray that as we celebrate this Eucharist, our lives and God may intersect right on this altar. Folks, this is that intersection that we can never avoid. May our lives, our fears, and our faith all come together right on this altar. And may we grow in faith. People of God said.